Alaska Senator Mark Begich and Washington Senator Maria Cantwell got a firsthand view of Galena's flood damage. The U.S. senators toured the town on Friday as they continue to push for a federal appropriation for disaster areas that rely heavily on seafood for economy and sustenance. KIYU's Jeremy Scott was there.
Begich and Cantwell originally tried in late 2012 to tack the Commerce and Justice Appropriations Bill, as they're calling it, onto the Hurricane Sandy bill, but Cantwell says the legislation hit a brick wall with some colleagues who, at the time, still didn't see seafood as a vital industry.
There's some people who didn't even want to move forward on Sandy.
Right.
I mean, I give Mark a lot of credit because he really described the situation of disaster relief as it related to the Galena community in a way that really, you know, just made the light bulb go off in a lot of people's head.
Fast forwarding to today, the bill recently passed through the Senate Appropriations Committee and is now waiting to be heard on the Senate floor.
It's about $150 million appropriation. We've been able to get it in the appropriations bill, which was great. That means $150 million for three areas: Alaska, the YK area, as well as the Gulf of Mexico. There's a certain species down there that has run into a problem, as well as in New England states.
Additionally, the pending bill says the FDA must label genetically modified fish. Begich says between that mandate and the money the bill would garner for flood-ravaged areas that rely on seafood, the bill's passage would set a long-term precedent for future seafood legislation.
If this was farm country, we'd have millions in immediate disaster relief. But it's almost like the fishing communities, if you live on the ocean or on the river, because we harvest from the water, we're not in the same category as if you harvest on land. Now, we know that's not correct, but that's how the policies have been developed over the years. We should be equal treatment.
While the bill pens a full Senate hearing, Begich says its passage will depend on how far his colleagues have come since Sandy and their belief in seafood as a viable industry. He hopes his and Cantwell's pictures and stories from their trip to Galena will help their cause.
Senator Cantwell and I went out to a fish camp, and we were talking to the families that are out there, and that their quantity of salmon is going to be much lower this year for a couple reasons. The river's running with less, but also they spend a lot of time taking care of their flood-damaged property, so they weren't out laying nets. And so it's another, you know, personal real-life example that we can put on the table.
Reporting from Galena, I'm Jeremy Scott.